Good afternoon, everyone. It's Steve here. Well, I say good afternoon. I'm recording this in the afternoon. Happy New Year to you. Happy 2022. It's a cold, grey, rainy Wednesday afternoon. One of my cats is sitting on the chair and she doesn't want to go out. It's the first full working week since Christmas, so I'm just about remembering whether it's Monday, Tuesday, etc. This is the first podcast or mini podcast in season 5 and my first podcast of 2022. I notice my other podcast have had 208 listeners now. That's a lot to me, not as many as some famous podcasters, but to me that's quite a lot and I would never have expected that. So thank you all for subscribing. Thank you all for listening. Now, because it's New Year, I was reminded of New Year in EFL, teaching English as a foreign language. Generally, where I have worked in EFL, it's generally a new class, new students. At the end of the previous year, they have taken their exams and gone up to another level. So you might be taking another class, an exam class, or a beginner's class. One of the first things you need to do is get the students to become accustomed to their classmates. You can do this by using a find someone who activity. You can do this by having other activities where the students introduce themselves to each other, depending on the level of the age of the class. I remember doing one activity where I made up a number of cards. They may have said, one card would have said Homer Simpson, another card would have said Marge Simpson. One might have said Romeo, another might have said Juliet. I gave one person one card and I told them to find their partner who would have the other card. Unfortunately, the students were asking me, who is Homer Simpson? Who is Marge Simpson? Who is Romeo? Who is Juliet? That was probably a long time ago, about 20 years ago. So hopefully they are more famous now, those people. So that fell a bit flat, that activity. So the next time I took the names of the students from the register and wrote those on the cards and then said to the student, this is the name of someone in this classroom. Find out who it is. Ask the other students, is this you? That seemed to work much better and it stimulated a little bit, or perhaps not much conversation, but much better than Romeo and Juliet and Homer and Marge. Now, as you know, I worked in a Japanese school for about 5 years. And always on the first day back of the new year, it was always a calligraphy session, I should say, involving kakizome. I apologise for my pronunciation. I'm still learning Japanese. As you know, I've been learning it from a computer app. I'm now on my 194th consecutive day of learning, and I'm in the top league. I can read it, I can hear it, I can understand it when I hear most of it. I definitely can't write it very much yet. I think that will take me another year. Apparently, in Japan, in primary schools, calligraphy is a compulsory lesson. And kakizome is a lesson that happens on the 2nd of January, generally. This is from what I've read on the internet, so I don't know how accurate it is. And kakizome means the first writing of the year. Again, I need that confirmed. And I also heard in olden times they would draw the first water from the well of the new year and add that to the ink that they were going to use for kakizome, the calligraphy lessons. And they would write poems from the Chinese language. That's changed a little bit now because I think we just write a kanji symbol, your hope for the year. So it might be the kanji for peace, or the kanji for hope, kanji for dreams. I'm going to stop for a moment here. I'm sorry about that. I had to stop because my telephone rang. I should know better than that because I'm always telling the students to turn their telephone off in class. Naughty sensei, right, naughty teacher. Anyway, going back to the kakizome, I've also read that when they write or they use a special kakizome brush, the kanji on the piece of paper, on the 14th of January, they burn the paper. And as the paper rises into the sky, whichever piece of paper rises the highest, that means that particular person is a very good writer. Again, I think that might be superstition. I don't know. My experience, as I say, is very limited. I remember on my first New Year in the Japanese school, I was told by one of the other teachers, Steve Sensei, as I used to be called then, we're not going to have any lessons or meetings today. There are no students. We're going to have a calligraphy session. We're also going to drink champagne and eat food. I did perhaps think I was being teased, but then when I went into the room where everybody else was, I found that it was true. The principal of the school had his own calligraphy set that he took out of his own special bag, and he was very pleased with it, and he used it quite a lot. He seemed to have been practicing for years because he was very good at it. Me, well, as you know, I might have mentioned before, I'm left-handed, so any Japanese characters I find quite difficult. And I also struggled with kakizome characters, well, say kanji characters. And of course, we practiced first with our calligraphy brushes and ink on old newspapers. Afterwards, we had our own kakizome paper to paint our kakizome kanji characters on. I think the paper was quite expensive, I'm not sure. I tried my best, but to no avail, I wasn't quite used to it. The principal helped me. He showed me and he guided me, said you go from left to, he asked me what were my hopes and dreams for the year, and he showed me which characters you go from left to right or right to left. I still wasn't very good at it, I must admit. In the end, the principal helped me. He guided my hand and my brush, so I could at least have painted one calligraphy character or kanji character in that lesson. And also he showed me how to sign my name using kanji. I was quite proud that I did it, and I took it home and put it on my wall. Or perhaps I should have given it to my mum, and she would have put it on her fridge with a fridge magnet. But there you go. That's my experience of New Year in EFL, or one of my experiences. Thank you for listening to this mini podcast. And until next, thank you for subscribing also. And thank you for coming back in the new year. I'll be back again soon. Until then, thank you very much for listening. Again, I wish you a happy new year and a happy 2022. And until next time, please take care, stay safe, and keep well. Bye-bye.